This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some U.S. Democratic leaders are not lauding President Trump's third meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after Mr. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to actually enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during the meeting at the demilitarized zone. After shaking hands with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Mr. Trump walked across the military demarcation line separating the two Koreas. Kim and Trump then crossed the border back into South Korea. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticizes Mr. Trump for saying it was a great honor to meet with Kim.
To say it's an honor to meet such a brutal dictator, that's not what presidents should do. Something is wrong the way this president conducts foreign policy.
This is the third meeting between Kim and Trump following talks in Singapore last June and in Vietnam in February. Though the DMZ summit raises hopes of revived nuclear talks, it is not clear how much progress was actually made. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday that the resumption of talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but he acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said the countries had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May before talks broke down in what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Japan to restart negotiations. Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong blocked main roads early Monday to limit access to a ceremony marking the anniversary of the city's handover to China. Senior officials from Hong Kong and mainland China are due to attend the annual flag raising on the 22nd anniversary of the handover on July 1, 1997. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across the country Sunday, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out the long-ruling autocrat Omar al-Bashir. As a show of solidarity, there have been protests around the world, including the United States.
Amin El Said, a Sudanese-American student, helped organize the Chicago protest.
We're standing with our brothers and sisters in Sudan right now who are... We want the world to know that what's happening in Sudan cannot go unnoticed. People are dying. People are giving up their lives for basic human rights and basic freedoms.
Sunday marks the 30-year anniversary of a military coup in Sudan that ended democratic rule and brought dictator Omar al-Bashir to power. Bashir's regime was accused of corruption and human rights abuses, including an alleged genocide in the country's Darfur region. Bashir's military ousted him in April after mass protests, but the generals refused to hand over power to a civilian government.
VOA's Jason Patinkin reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or disappeared between 2014 and 2018. But as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, the global figures underestimate the true nature and extent of the problem, as many migrant deaths are never reported.
The UN Migration Agency says its statistics paint a very grim picture of the perils awaiting the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants risking their lives in search of protection. Nearly 18,000 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean between 2014 and 2018. It says the remains of almost two-thirds of those victims have not been found. Rohingya refugees comprise the vast majority of the 2,200 deaths recorded in Southeast Asia, and most of the 288 deaths recorded in South Asia since 2014 were of Afghan migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
New York staged a huge gay pride march Sunday, one of several major U.S. cities marking the 50th anniversary of the clash between police and gay patrons at the Stonewall Inn bar that sparked the modern gay rights movement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hits and more, right here on VOA 1. Lately, I've been thinking.